Today's show is thanks to Beyond Reasonable Clout. It's a new podcast that takes on the issues of law, sport and politics, presented by Gordon Legal and the Herald Sun. Join Peter Gordon, Lyndall Curtis, Jane Garrett and more as they unpack the hottest issues of the week. Go beyond the headlines and search for Beyond Reasonable Clout in your favourite podcast app.
Welcome back to the grand final edition of the Match Committee, all for the Beaumonts Trade Club. Sam McClure and Terry Wallace taking you through the game, and we're joined by another senior coach, a man at the Brisbane Lions who finds himself where the game will be played on Saturday. We welcome Chris Fagan to the Match Committee. Chris, welcome.
Hello, Sam, Terry. Good to chat.
Chris, it's such an unbelievably exciting time for all footy fans, and you've been there so many times before, and you're obviously hoping you'll be there again as a senior coach. But how do you see the game playing out on Saturday? What's your gut feel?
My gut feel is that Collingwood probably win. I think their midfield's a bit stronger, and I say that with a little bit of trepidation because I thought Melbourne's midfield was stronger than West Coast last week, and they managed to get the job done with contested ball and stoppages. So you can't underestimate West Coast, but I just feel like Collingwood got a lot of depth in that midfield. They'll be able to get the ball forward and possibly starve Darling and Kennedy of the opportunities they need to give West Coast the edge. So I'm sitting on that at the moment. I feel also that it's an advantage for Collingwood to be playing at the MCG. A lot of grand finals since 2012, it's been in the favour of Victorian teams playing at the MCG. So I feel that that will help Collingwood as well. But I think it'll be quite a close grand final and a great contest.
Well, Chris, at three of those grand finals, you were involved with the Mighty Hawks. We have an interesting situation with Jeremy McGovern going in, and we're just very unsure about whether he's going to come up. How difficult is that to deal with? You would have had, I presume, some stage with players over those few years that were struggling with injury.
Yeah, look, we were probably fortunate in those 3 years that we won. I can't recall having any injury issues going into those games, so it was a little bit easy for us. But I do know in 2012, we had that dilemma. Both Hodgie and Sean Burgoyne were carrying injuries into that game, and to be honest with you, they didn't perform at the level that they were capable of. In fact, probably nowhere near the level they were capable of, and, you know, we lost that grand final. So I think, from perspective at Hawthorn, we made up our own minds at that point in time. But it doesn't matter how good the player is, avoid that situation where you can, because grand finals test you out, and it's no good if you're not quite fit.
So that's fascinating, Chris. So you did, after the fact, sort of concede internally that it was a mistake to play them?
Well, they just didn't perform at their capacity, and they'd be the first ones to tell you that. We thought we could get away with it, but we didn't. And Swan quite rightly won that grand final, and we learned some good lessons from it. So we're pretty fortunate the next few years we didn't really have those dilemmas or chose not to play those players in that situation.
Chris, everyone says that it's the control of the West Coast Eagles and the pressure of Collingwood. Who's better at the flip side? So is the West Coast Eagles who control it, are they better with their pressure as well? Or is it Collingwood who pressure, but can they control it?
That's pretty complicated, Jerry. But I think you're actually right. In fact, last week, West Coast pressure was excellent. As good as it's been all year, it's probably not something that they're known for. They're probably middle of the table with their pressure, whereas Collingwood is much more highly rated. I think Collingwood's ability to move the ball is pretty good as well. I thought last week they did a terrific job at being able to quell Richmond's pressure by winning the contested ball in their own back line, and then they were able to get some composure on that ball, get a switch, and then move it pretty quickly into their own forward line. So I think they're very, very good at that. It's been a strength of theirs all year, and I feel that their pressure's more reliable than West Coast, albeit West Coast was great last week. That's why sort of favour the Pies a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose the sense of it was whoever does play the complete game probably gets the result. Now, Jordan DeGoey and Mason Cox have been able to have space out in front of them. I've been really surprised. Everyone said the Richmond game, but the GWS final the week before, they've been able to get about 35, say from 15 to about 40, just open space. How do the West Coast Eagles make sure that they close that down and compact that area of the ground?
Yeah, I was giving that a bit of thought today. I think West Coast defence has probably got to hold a bit, I reckon, and not get caught too far up the ground so that Collingwood can't sort of get the ball out quickly. Because De Goey is very good at running back to the goal square as the ball's coming, is being switched and then coming back up at the footy. So for me, I reckon that the West Coast backs have got to hold a little bit, not get caught too far up the ground. And obviously, the West Coast forwards need to put some good pressure on to deny Collingwood that good entry inside 50.
Chris, you've got a, and you're coaching a very mobile ruckman in Steph Martin. Brodie Grundy is just such a difficult player, it appears, to go with. How difficult will it be for them to, the West Coast Rucks, to run with him and virtually tag him?
Yeah, it'll be a challenge for them. I mean, at least there's two of them, I guess, and they've got a chance to share the role. But, you know, I thought last week Dorn would pose a big threat for West Coast, and for whatever reason, Max had a bit of an off day and they were able to do quite okay against him. But Brodie Grundy is probably another level again in terms of his athleticism. I mean, he's like a midfielder, isn't he? When he gets that footy through the middle of the ground, he uses it pretty well by hand and foot and creates opportunities for them. So, no, they're going to need to work hard on him and put their best foot forward, because he's a huge threat to them, probably even more so than what Max Dorn was for that reason.
Tigers decided to go with no tags last week. Do either side play a tagging role, or do they just back in their structures?
Well, I think Hutchings went to side bottom, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago. So I think they'll get West Coast to give serious consideration to that. So I expect that might be the matchup. I think he's an incredibly damaging player. He gets back and helps out with that ball movement from defence, and then he runs the length of the ground to get involved in their counter-attack. So one of the better players going around in the comp, and it was great to see him be runner-up in the medal the other night. I think Greenwood might get a job, perhaps on Shuey. He's critical to their game style. And so there might be a couple of tags going on. I think both teams like the idea and have done that a fair bit this year.
So obviously you're on the Magpies, but in a nutshell, if you could just put it and wrap it up in a nice little bow for us, they win for what reason?
I just think their midfield's a bit stronger. And I think the fact that the grand final's played at the MCG is a tremendous advantage to teams that play on the MCG on a regular basis.
Chris, it's been fascinating having you on. So you're tipping Collingwood, and have you got a Norman Smith medalist for us?
I think Taylor Adams. I think he gets under the guard. He does a lot of great work for them in the midfield, and he's had a great final series. The other boys will get a little bit more attention. He might just get through and cause a bit of damage.
Now, great minds think alike. Terry was just talking about that only minutes before you came on. Now, thanks so much, Chris, for your time. You've been so generous with your time with us all year. Congratulations on what you've been able to achieve so far, and let's hope we see the Brisbane Lions on the big stage in the near future.
Well, that would be exciting, and thanks for your assistance in promoting the Brisbane Lions this year. We appreciate it.
Good on you, Chris. You're doing a great job. Have a good year. Chris Fager there, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, also tipping Collingwood. Some fascinating insight there from a current coach.
Yeah, well, you just love to hear from the coaches about where it sort of sits. And it is interesting, isn't it? All year we sort of get, no, there's no room for tagging in the game anymore. Yeah. But all of a sudden the coaches, it gets to the pointy end and they say, well, maybe we might need to lock someone down.
And I thought that was intriguing what Chris was talking about, his time at Hawthorn, that 2012 grand final.
Absolutely.
But they admitted that they shouldn't have played Hodge and Burgoyne. So they can come back to bite you.
Yeah, it's been done many times before with some regret.